Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Episode 3. Yes, babies feel bliss!
Hello, this is Chief Constable Wendy Okoyo. Me soon come.
Sugar puffs. Gravy. Gravy. Wanker.
So, here we are. Episode 3. Still with us? I see. You made it through the tumble dryers of Eps 1 and 2. Surprised and delighted to see you back. Bienvenue. To you. And to you. Down we go, to the palaver below, the terminus of quo, the scatological get-go. A terse Andy is tussling with a turd behind a portaloo door, in a loo in a port down by the shore. Not a story in itself, but there's more.
What are you doing in there, Andy? You're not even trying, are you?
I am. Listen.
Oh, don't blackguard me, you're not, are you? A poo is far more important than listening to Peter Big Fish.
Oh, I'm doing my best, Gemma, honestly. I'm just...
You're not, though, are you?
Can I come out?
Oh, go on then, I can't stand it anymore. Just come out.
Yes, get in there.
You're such a wanker.
So, with swiftness, rapidity at speed, in a hurry, all haste to the Tigra, still burdened with the impassibility of emotion, not to worry. Andy seeks solace from the mouth of a pancake-turner DJ. It's not the traffic, the callers or the records he plays. No, Andy likes the rhetorical exploitation, the beguiling demagoguery of the things that he says.
And that's why I'm right and you're wrong, Dave.
Well, my name ain't Dave, so you're not right about that for a start.
Thanks for calling the Pete McFish Easy Wake-Up Breakfast Show.
And another thing you're not right about is any of the statistics that you quoted about dog waste bins. Facts you've expressed about seagulls.
Thank you, Dave.
Well, as I said, my name's not Dave, it's actually...
Who's got now, Georgie?
And this is Annie.
Hello, Dave. You're on the Pete Big Fish Easy Wake Up Breakfast Show. What's on your mind?
I'd like to talk about apples, Pete. I don't think they taste the same as they used to.
No, they don't, do they, Dave? I've noticed that. I think they used to taste a lot more apple-y than they do now. Perhaps they would if there were less dog waste bins around the place.
Say it that way, but... Yeah.
Of course you haven't, love. No one's made the lick. Now, you think of how apples tasted when you were a kid. How old are you? 18, 19?
I'm 28.
Apples used to taste apple-y, didn't they? Now, what was there not anything of when you were little?
I don't know, a little mix?
Dog waste bins, absolutely none.
Well, I think they were...
Well, no, they didn't exist. A dog did its business and that's what it stayed. Its business. None of this scooping up and putting in a chuffing council-mounted receptacle nonsense. Now, can you tell me there's no connection between those two things, can you? Can you, Dave? Can you?
Well, my name's Annie, actually.
Who's next on the line, please, George?
I don't think Annie had quite finished.
Who's next on the line, please, George?
All right, OK. This is Daryl.
Oh, hello, Pete. I was wondering what you think about...
About seagulls, Dave. Well, I'll tell you what I think about seagulls.
I was calling about Brexit, actually.
I'd shoot every one of them out of the sky. I'll go further than that. Nothing would give me greater pleasure than to have a massive flamethrower about the size of one of those guns of Navarone bolted to the roof of my house. And by the way, I've had the plans drawn up by a professional architect. It's perfectly feasible and legal. And I would point it at the heavens and unleash great salvos of liquid fire at any and every seagull I saw, and watch, and laugh, and laugh, and laugh, and laugh, and laugh as they fell, a shrieking, flaming ball of fire to their dirty, rotten, stinking seagull deaths.
Pete?
Next caller, please.
Shall we maybe take a little break?
Oh, now, Georgie, I'm on a roll, I'm on on fire like a burning Sutton seagull. Who have we got? Come on.
Oh, hi, Pete. My name's Hannah, and I've been thinking about the sad state of the world. And I think the only hope we've got, really, is to start listening to each other and to start respecting each other and just seeing what we've got in common rather than what separates us.
I burn the feathery bastards, and when every last one have been burned to a blackened crisp, it'd be the dog plot bin's turn, because I've got axle grinders, Dave. Oh, Christ, am I. 12 of them at the last count, and I've got a plan.
Yes.
Oh, I've got such a plan.
Hey.
I'm going to take them all out in the truck, right, with a map of where these cocking dog cat canisters are, right, and I will one by one take out my grinders, my lovely grinders, my sexy grinders,
oh.
And I will press their beautiful starter buttons, and I will hear their beautiful full-throaty motors roaring into life,
wow.
And I will sink those vicious blades deep into the guts of those bloody canine fecal atrocities, and I won't stop till every one of those turd coffins in the country is in tiny jagged bits, and then I will dance on their remains. Do you hear what I say? I will dance with my feet, no, my whole body, and I will take my wife by her good hand, and we will do the bloody twist on what's left of them, like we did last summer, and we will dance and dance, and then when we can't dance anymore, we'll lie down, and we'll make love on the remnants of those monstrosities. Passionate love, passionate, unrestrained love, passionate, never-before-achieved, filthy, terrifying love, love where our eyes actually fall out.
Oh, I love Peter Big Fish, mate.
Mm.
He's the voice of reason.
Oh, aye, he's a straight talker, all right, like that Neil Farage.
Oh, yeah.
It just says what everyone's thinking, doesn't it?
Oh, he's a terrific guy.
Mm.
Yeah. Hey, do you know, Peter Big Fish used to present on the D Channel.
Did he?
Yeah, they sacked him after that Hiawatha documentary. You know, Hiawatha! Oh, Hiawatha! You know, that juice they drink in Brazil.
What do they drink that for?
Well, it's supposed to give them an insight into another world. A pothole into the subconscious. It allows people to experience hidden dimensions.
Right. What happened?
They say he beat some indigenous peoples to a bloody pulp with a microphone stand.
Oh.
Igloo, Mike Kilo, India, Lima, Lima. India, November, Golf, Tango, Hotel. Echo, Mike, Alpha, November, Delta, Yankee. Hi, Andy. Chief says no need to come to police station. He'll see you at cut above. Roger, 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 roger.
Roger. Oh, I want to hear the end of this first.
No, yeah, we'll just sit outside till it's finished.
Oh, yes.
Andy.
Yeah?
I don't like Justine.
Seagull based verse, they had a son, and that son was no other than Ratner Spable. Yeah, the grandfather of the man who eventually invented the first prototype of the dog waste disposal bin, Pimms Ballinger. You see? If it hadn't been for seagulls, there'd be no dog poo holders. The two of them are a twin.
So, I've got myself in a bit of a position. Some clarification is needed, some exposition. It's burn, baby, burn, the plodding plotting of this four-top cop, my chief concern. He's hiding, he's cashing, secreting, he's stashing, concealing his identity. Not one call for him to deal with, but three. First up, gangster's daughter, Ruth. He finds her unpardonably repellent. It's the truth.
You can tie me up. Just leave me in the corner.
Very good. Understood. Must go. Another call. Speak soon. Bye. Oh, Jesus.
And next, out of a clear blue sky, it's the one, Miss Wright. And although he can't see her, he just knows it's love at first sight.
Oh,
Hello?
Hello? I can't see you.
Oh, but I can see you. A policeman?
Yes. Yes, I'm Colin. Colin, yes, I'm calling you Chief Steve Concern.
But, you haven't got a policeman's heart. I can tell.
Anya.
Anya Onion.
Anya Onion.
Anya Onion.
Where have you been?
I got here as quick as I could. I got to go.
Already? Yes, please. I need that.
I know you need that. I need it too. Goodbye.
Till then.
Until then.
And he's shaken, not mistaken, shook to the core. Just a second long sightless Zoom call and he's absolutely sure. Elated that she's into him. But the giddying is just into him. He now checks a message that will push him through the trapdoor.
Hello, this is Chief Constable Wendy Okoyo. Me soon come.
Sure that she's onto him, the sense of passion is just pro tem. Sensing his lies are about to be seen, his buzzing anxiety grips his oak leaf insignia and he calls for...
Josdeen. Josdeen!
Yes, Chief?
Something's come up. I'm going to go out. I'm going to a cut above to get me Keegan levelled. All right?
Yes, Chief.
Right.
Because when it comes down to it, seagulls and dog egg bins, it's us or them, isn't it? It's as simple as that. It's us or it's them, because you can't be both, can you? Ask yourself, what's the answer? Oh, of course you can't. And that's my line. That's my take it or leave it. And if it's not yours, then you're not nearly as bad as them. You're not as bad as them. You're a million times worse than them. And if you think you can expect to live in this world, on this planet, with that on your conscience, then I will meet you, no matter how many of you there are, in the car park of the Wagoner's Arms, straight after the show, and I will personally turn your head, stroke heads, into steak tartar, and I will feed it to my old mother's cats for the side up in the dicky lily.
Hey, I think Miss Baby should have a little look at the weather.
Oh, weather, Georgie. I'll tell you what the weather is. There's expected downpours of flocks of millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of yellow-beaked, grey-winged, white-chested bastards with an approaching front of tin boxes full to the brim and overflowing with dog crap. And unless we all do something about it now, that's how it's going to be to the end of time.
Pete, I really think you should perhaps calm down just a little bit.
Oh, calm down. Calm down. Calm down. I am the doily sodding lamb. There are seagulls and duck doopings everywhere, everywhere. How long before they get into our houses, our fridges, and the cupboards? How long before we wake up and they're in our own eyes? In fact, I've never said this before, but it's time you knew. I think they're already in our houses and our sheds and our gardens. I'm pretty sure it's just that we can always see them. You are, I'm surrounded by them now. I can sense them. They're here in the studio. Wow. Oh, you see, Christ alive in a jacuzzi with a rubber duck. I'm telling all of you, we've got to take back control of the situation. We've got to... Oh,
Pete!
My bloody hands.
Peter! Are you all right?
Oh, the seagulls did this. The seagulls. The bloody...
Because that sounded like he'd just died to me. Oh, what a flipping shame. Who's going to stand up to them bastard seagulls now? Andy. Are you crying?
Not Peter. Not my Peter. Not my Peter Big Fish. BBF. I weren't bothered when Elvis went, and I don't give a monkey's about Bowie or Gordon Honeycomb. But I can't lose Peter, not now. Not like this.
Oh, let's go in and have a cup of tea, shall we, Andy?
He's been everything to me. Everything. My glue, my anchor, my lighthouse, my shining beacon, my mole roddle.
What's a mole roddle?
Shut up.
Oh, come on, love. Come on. Let's go in.
Hey, Yaki and Ruble will know what to do, won't they?
Yeah, of course they will. Come on, let's put your feet up and pull yourself together, you big fucking stupid baby.
Get out of here, you shit house.
No, you lit me.
No, I won't. You've ruined that kid with the massive head's hairdo. His dad's going fucking mental.
His head was too big and I rushed it.
Well, you should have taken that into consideration, Titmunch.
Anyway, it should cost more for people with more head acreage to trim. We should make it clear with a sign, hydrocephalytics 50% extra at least.
You mean like, what, Aunt McPartland?
Yes. Oh, Arthur Art Garfunkel.
Oh, well, you'll have to give Bucket Senior his money back and tell him you're an idiot or a moron. I'm not fucking bothered.
Right. Bucket? Yeah, yes. His dad's got a water up brain and all.
Oh, hello. Oh, Andy, what's the matter?
Don't. Peter Bishpig's died. You know that lovely Nazi bloke off at radio? Andy's took it really bad.
Oh, poor Andy. Oh, Reuben, get him a chain, Eliza Twant.
I've only ever seen him like this once. When Bill Bruford left King Crimson, didn't get out of bed for 3 days.
Who didn't? Bill Bruford?
Starless Sand! Bye, Reuben!
Shut it, Reuben! This is no time for Bruford era Crimson. Andy's roaring.
Ah. Tess, detain.
Ah, oh, Chief. Oh, you look sad.
Yes, I have had a most dispiriting morning.
Oh, everybody's a misery, Guts. It's like being in bloody Rotherham.
Hey, they don't have to be, though, do the yakky. Can I do my healing?
Oh, I suppose so.
Yes.
But you're to stay on top of that Amabanga dinner gong. I don't want him running amok.
Oh, ah, yes, you do that healing, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, is there some healing that can compensate for the unexpected on-air demise of a favourite local radio DJ and simultaneously lift the spirits of a disconsolate chief constable?
Yes, there is. I could try me laughter cuddle therapy yoga.
Well, you can get out from under me feet then. I've got that bald Tina in with a thin head.
Well, I am open to new experiences, but I hope this isn't some kind of hypnotism.
Hypnotism. Right, come on then. Come into me sacred space.
Where's that?
In kitchen. Ah. Right, gentlemen. Step through the crushed velvet crimson curtain into my sacred space. Now, the first thing I'd like to do is reassure you both. I'm no Johnny-come-lately. I'm an experienced alternative therapist with qualifications recognised for, wait for it, by the EU, the FBI and ITV. Mm-hmm. Now, it won't actually be myself performing the treatment. It will be my spirit guide, Dr. Mr. Amabanga Dinagong. Now, could I ask you both to remove your clothes down to your underpants and lie down in the fecal position?
Fetal, surely.
No, fecal. Now, the next time you see me, I'll have another man inside me. A bigger man. A wiser man. A man for all the ages.
Right then, detain.
It's Terse.
Well, Terse, I suppose we better disrobe.
You've got no kneecaps.
Yes, they are merely displaced. And looks as if you've soiled yourself.
I have.
A swish of crimson and there he stands, a velvet robe, a toque and hat. Dr. Mr. Amabanadinagong, a multitude of a man.
Gentlemen, greetings, okay? Hi, okay? I am the Most High Amabanadinagong, okay? I dwell between the viaducts of your tear-stained train stations. For if a train station pigeon has a single thought of violence, does it not inevitably contribute to the wounding of the world? Okay? So now I speak, for to speak is to practice brain chemistry. Okay? Do the babies feel bliss? Yes, the babies feel bliss. Okay? For the blissful babies are God in embryo, okay? When you struggle with your passions, does not the laughter of the pigeons reverberate through the cold corridors of the Premier Inn, okay? Now then, I ask that no boner appears during this practice, okay? After me. Ho, ho, ha, ha. 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 I've left a little sausage roll on the side there for you, gentlemen. Thank you. Goodbye.
And in the salon, an instrument of intrusion into order and all, the greatest nuisance of a convenience. A call.
A cut above. Yaki speaking. How may I help you? Let me check. Yes, I think we can squeeze you in. Yes, absolutely. That's what we're here for. Fabu? Fabu? You're not going to believe who that were.
Were it Colin Cowdrey?
No.
Beefy Botham?
No.
George Boycott?
No.
Bob Willis?
No.
W.C. Grace?
No.
Well, that's all fucking cricketers I know.
It was some Chinese last from Slappy Radio. Oh. They're sending that George around from Big Fish Radio Show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, look, there they are. You feeling a bit better?
No, I've got a headache.
Aww. Where'd you get that sausage roll, Chief?
From the Zygrin's maze.
Right, well, this'll cheer you up, Andy. That Georgia off at radio's coming in here for some chair chat and they're zhuzhing up.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, okay.
Hi, everyone.
Oh.
Hello, love. Oh, do you know, we're ever so sorry for your loss, aren't we, folks? Yeah. It was Andy's favourite alt-right breakfast show radio presenter. Yeah. He's ever so upset, he's had to have some therapy.
Greetings. I am Emma Bangadinagong, okay?
He's not come here to hear that bollocks.
Okay.
And you must be ever so upset, love.
It's been one of the worst days this week. I simply can't think straight. I mean, just an hour ago, he was sitting there spitting out broad generalisations and demeaning minorities with a real flair. He was such a showman. Head to toe in Hugo Boss.
Yes, I can't help but feel in these situations some sort of tribute should be paid, some sort of recognition of his contribution to civil society, you know. Well, it's to that end that I propose that we make a statement, something to outlive him. Maybe a statue, a representation of his face on a gable end. Like, rather, like, Bobby's hands.
I know what he'd have liked. A song.
Oh, yes. He adored music.
I adored him.
But I mean, it's a noble ambition, but how could we possibly make such a thing happen in this small seaside town, miles away from the nation's capital, singing London?
Well, you're in luck. Reuben, that mate of yours, Alvin Fundlebonnet.
Yeah.
He's got a recording studio, hasn't he?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Fundlebonnet's.
Well, then I suggest we put our heads together and we compose a fitting epitaph to the Moorland Soldier, a Seaside Symphony, a zingle. We could sell it and raise funds.
Oh, a charity zingle.
He would adore that.
Ooh. Right, let's get that fucking bird's nest sorted then. And we'll get off to the studios. Reuben, can you phone ahead to Alvin Fundlebonnet?
Yes, Master.
Well then, all haste to Fundlebonnet's.
This is so exciting.
All haste to Fundlebonnet's, as Georgie felt pride in her big fish tickle inside her, a vocal warm-up in the Tigra, Lowrider.
All my friends love a lowrider.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Lowrider is a little higher.
Boop, 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 boop.
And now up the stairs to Fundlebonnet's recording studio, a three-dimensional expression of hope, the possibility of capturing magic, you know, bring your souls to the studio, a trope. And her heart is the first one they see, hidden in a workaday life you could easily miss. Low-key.
Hear me now, Mother Meaner. It's a complex thing for a cleaner. Me no bother by them as I got my steamer. Me can be what I wanna be. A man can sit and judge me. I'll give it dust, a dust, a dust. Me, I'll be
Excuse
a dreamer.
Me.
I'm gonna pave my way. I want shiny. Give a little spray, spray, make it smell piney. Once or twice
Excuse
a week,
me,
man, you got to keep it tidy. Or you get the dust, the dust, the dust. Make sure you vacuum. You're not careful. They turn around and sack you. Or you gotta make sure you got someone to back you. Sometimes I'm clean with my mop and my bucket. You know what? Today, I just fought.
Oh, lovely.
Do you know, that made no sense to me whatsoever, but you were absolutely lovely.
Thank you, darling.
Do you know hotels?
I sing all kinds of things.
What kind of things?
All kinds of things.
What kind of thing?
Something like this. Just give me the light. Just give me the light. Just give me the light. Just give me the light and pass the draw. Bust another buckle ammo. Girl, them in on my side and I got to know which one is gonna catch my flow. Cause I'm in the vibes and I got my dough. Bust another buckle ammo. Get them looking hype and I got to know. Well, I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them would do. Still, I got to stick to my girls like glue. And I may not play number two. All I know the time it is getting dread. Need a lot of trees up in my head. Got a little damsel in my bed to run that red.
And here we crowbar in a character, Suffering Succotash. Episode 3, young Tommy May's done well. And we welcome back his waddled Lukash.
Ah, that's very, very nice, Miss Loki. Now you come drink vodka with Lukash, huh? No?
Oh, hello, love.
Hey, Waddle, hey, guys.
Hiya, Lukash.
How you doing?
Oh, did you find your wife's anus?
Oh, yes. Take her 5 days for shit.
Oof. Beat your record, Andy.
I know. Miss Loki, as the self-appointed music MD for today's session, I would be honoured to invite you to be our lead vocalist on the Charity Zingle.
Charity?
Zingle.
Charity Zingle.
Charity Zingle.
Oh, I would love to. So oh. Delighted. Oh. I'd be delighted.
What is this? No language.
Zingle.
Zinging zone. What's that? What language is that?
Any language you want.
A new day's dawning, Slapby mourning in the morning. They recorded a song, it's a beaut. Their amateur caterwauling, a fitting tribute to a fish and shit obsessed prick in a suit. This rhyming narration is cute.
Squadron, everyone focus. This is indeed a solemn occasion. We owe it to Georgie and the memory of Peter Big Fish to listen in together solemnly as a community, with particular thoughts to you, Andy, at what must be a traumatic time for you.
What do you mean?
Well, the loss of the alt-right shock jock that you consistently snivelled and cried over for 18 hours yesterday, Peter Big Fish.
Who's he?
No, he'll not remember that now. It's in one ear and out the other, isn't it, Andy Love?
It is, Kate. Yay! We'll get to hear our song.
Oh, yeah, our charity single.
Yeah.
Single.
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 Single. Oh, never mind. It's on now. Let's listen.
Concrete.
Big Fish with George.
Good morning, all. On what is a very sad morning from myself personally and our whole seaside community. Yesterday, a giant was taken from us. A giant amongst men. A broadcaster. A social justice champion. And a dedicated racist. I've been asked to step into his shoes, and it's a huge task. I never expected or wanted to be thrown into the limelight this way, but I promise you from the bottom of my heart, I'll do everything I can to uphold his memory. Yesterday, I had the honour of getting together a cross-section of our community to record a charity single in Peter's name. And with that, I give you Big Fish Small Pond.
This one goes out to all the people who have a passion in life, whether that be seagull culling, municipal waste, or, heck, dog shit bins. This one's for BBF, Peter Big Fish, our friend, our pal, who carped it, doing what he loved.
Well, he was Peter Big Fish in a small, small pond, dispersing sound enchantments with his sonic wand, shining insight into our aural caves and spreading DJ seeds across the radio waves. Now, Peter has left us, but he's still in our arts, from the top of our heads into our lady parts. But we will never forget him, of that we are proud, and of Peter Big Fish let us sing it loud.
Peter Big Fish. Peter Big Fish, now you're in bliss.
Inside your heart, what is your passion, whither your art? Pete's was expression, voices and chats, a broadcasting legend with many hats. PBF, the man, the myth, tearing down barriers, taking the piss. E! Approach to daytime radio, boom, heart explosion all over the radio.
Peter Big Fish, now you're in bliss. Continue your name.
caller is Carol, who wants to talk about Brexit.
Yes, Georgie, about this Brexit.
Can I stop you there, caller? There's no point rehashing old arguments. I think it's probably time we moved on, don't you? And started the healing. Good. Who's our next caller, please, now?
Our next caller is Dave, who wants to talk about seagulls.
Yeah, I'm just thinking to say I'm sick of waking up to the sound of bloody seagulls on my rooftop every morning.
Perhaps you shouldn't have chosen to live by the seaside, Dave. Goodbye.
There is something deeply, deeply suspicious about this situation. It's not right. Detain, Terse, get on the phones and interrogate her.
What do you mean by interrogate?
You mean like asking questions and that? What sort of things should we ask, Gemma?
Oh, I don't know. Have you been doing murdering?
Oh, that's just terrific, Gemma. Oh,
Jesus, right. Well, let's try another tack. Let's see our latest recruits in action. Yaki, Reuben, show us what you've got.
Well, I always fancied being Miss Marple. And
yeah?
Well, Reuben, you could be...
Miss Marple.
Excellent. Oh, double Marple.
Marple and Marple.
Marple syrup.
Oh, and have you double Marpled before?
No. I'll be the Joan Hickson one.
And I'll be the Angel Lansbury one. Right. Let's interrogate the bastard.
And next on the line is Marple and Marple.
A double call. Well, a first for the show. Go ahead, Miss Marple.
Where were you on the night of the... 14th, 15th, 6:30 p.m. 4:15 a.m. 16th, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Various locations, accompanied by many people.
When you visited the local hairdressers, I noticed you had poison in your bag. I saw it. Was it hemlock?
I don't know what's going on here, but I feel like I'm being interrogated.
Oh, was it belladonna? No, strychnine. Arsenic. Like Marianne Cotton, she killed 4 husbands and all of her kids. Bastard bitch.
This is policing at its finest. It's very impressive. I hope you're taking notes, Terse Detain.
Oh, yeah.
I think you are labouring under a misapprehension. I did have a bottle of vitriol in my handbag. It was merely a memento of my guest lead on Doctors. I murdered nobody, you fools.
Got it, Chief!
Banter, right! Should we go arrest her?
Put the phones down.
What?
What?
Right. Let's not get bogged down by who's murdered who, okay? It's time for this town to heal. Now, I've got calls to make. Let's call it a day today. You've done very well. And one further announcement. As of tomorrow, a cut above will effectively be the police headquarters for Slabby. Good afternoon.
Oh, what a cup of tea, Jane.
Yes, please.
Later. And the night Sam has laid veil after veil of darkness over this shabby little seaside town on all who dwell there. And in his digs, in his heart, he knows something like nothing happens anywhere. So he walks the dark halls to his room, where his sighing landlady has been waving her fat, sweaty arms. He refused uncontradicting solitude, supporting him on its great palm. He needed to hear the one voice that could stop the shaking. He needed Anya Onion's calm.
Hello? Anya, are you there? Anya, I've wanted to talk to you all day. I couldn't get away. I feel like an actor without a script. My life's taken a chaotic turn. I'm out of control. I don't know why, but I really needed to talk to you, to hear your voice again.
I know why. Because everybody's sent. And I was sent to save you.
Are you my saviour and your onion?
I am. You're my chief concern.
This doesn't make any sense.
Sense is overrated.
Can we meet? Because my life is in absolute turmoil. Well, they're merely displeased.
I love the sound of your voice. I'll speak with you soon.
Zoom, zoom?
Yes. Let's zoom, zoom.
And down on the dark shore, two who have loved the stars too fondly to be fearful of the night, and in their northern tummies, along with the chips and the gravy, they're feeling something suspicious, as well they might. Although suspicion is a companion of mean souls, something's going off. Something's not right.
Hello?
Oh, hiya, Mum. Have you got a minute? Listen, do you need a licence for an ocelot, yes or no?
I'll see you later.
Knowing that where words end, music begins, they set aside sinister suspicion and resolve to sing. By the ocean, music evokes emotion, and emotion can bring its memory of how things might have been. They will sing their song, smell the sea and feel the sky, let their souls and spirits fly. Oh, FYI, you've been listening to Curl Up and D.I.
Well, that were a funny day, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know about you, but it felt like we were making it up as we were going along.
And why do you reckon Chief didn't let us go and arrest that radio woman?
What radio woman?
That Georgia woman from Peter Big Fish's show. That one what you're massively invested in.
Oh, yeah. Well, the only reason I can think of is we had no grounds for suspicion, no evidence and no admission of guilt.
Yeah. Funny that he's moved us to hairdressers, though, isn't it?
I'm not sure why. I feel really emotional today.
Oh, I do and all. I can't really put it into words, but can I sing this to you?
Oh, yes, please, Jem.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich and your ma is good looking. So hush, baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. Yes, you'll spread your wings and you'll take to the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you. With Daddy and Mommy stand high. hush, little baby.
You have been listening to Curl Up and DI. It was written, directed and narrated by Tony Pitts.
With additional material from the cast.
Catherine Kelly
was DI Gemma Detain.
Mark Benson
was DI Andy Terse.
Ben Gorman
was Chief Concern.
Jim Moyer
was Richmond Ruben Emma Banger Dinagon.
Morgan Robinson
was Jackie, Yaki and all the Zooms.
Nancy Sorrell
was Justine. The series features
Kevin Eldon, Tommy May, Charlotte Lucas, Jennifer Sayen, Georgia Stanton, Bill Fellows, Moya Twins, Adam Gillen
as the killers and visitors of Slapby Bay. The sound editor is
Matt Snowden.
The script consultant is
Alex Dickinson.
The line producer is
Darcy Collins. The theme music is by Sub Fairy. Jenny Gordon
was Mr. Pitts's assistant. It's a Folding Pocket Golden Thread production.